Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. It's Tuesday and that means open forum. If you have a question about the Catholic faith, we'd do our very best to give you an answer. Whether you're Catholic or not Catholic, you are welcome to call 888-318-7884. The spelling version is 888-31-TRUTH. Give us a call if you maybe something about the sacraments, something about the Bible, something about church moral teaching. It's all welcome. And maybe you just have only a tangential relationship with the Catholic Church. You've heard Catholics believe this or that, and you'd just like to know what the case is. Give a call, 888-318-7884. Our guest this hour and next hour, 2 hours today, of Tim Staples, our Director of Apologetics and Evangelization, the author of Behold Your Mother, a biblical and historical defense of the Marian doctrines. Tim Staples, how are you?
I am doing fantastic.
Well, I'm going to spring something on you here before we go to calls, and I'll just give that number one more time because I may not get a lot of chances to give it, 888-318-7884. I don't know if anybody's told you this, but it's Pledge Drive Day today.
Pledge Drive?
Yes. We probably should have prepared you beforehand. Sorry. But every 3 months, four times a year, we are able to come to our listeners for just 3 days. So 6 hours out of 3 months we take to ask you to support this apostolate, this ministry of Catholic Answers.
And it's a coincidence that I happen to be on.
It is a strange coincidence.
It is.
You know that. Well,
yeah.
We planned it, and we just didn't want you to know it was coming up. And you're always so generous, and no matter what the need, you've always been there for us, and we're very, very grateful for that. And we've got some innovations this time on the Pledge Drive, but I want to let you know we're starting out the first hour really big, really
yes.
big. And that is a donor, at least I was going to say anonymous donor, but anonymous to me, has given $10,000 as a match this hour.
So yeah, I don't know who it is either.
So the way that match works is if you call and make a donation, every dollar of that donation is going to be matched up to $10,000.
That is fantastic.
And so if you make a $100 donation to us, it's $200.
And I believe this time,
yeah.
if I got the word correct, if we don't match it, we don't get it.
That's what I saw that in Chris Check's email. Is that what
yeah,
you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so now the pressure's on, folks.
Right.
We really need to hear from you. I know in the past we've had, and really it's up to the donor. The donor stipulates and stimulates while stipulating.
Well, that's actually why we like those donors. They stimulate other donors
right.
to give, and that's a very helpful
When they
thing.
Stipulate that you have to get the $10,000. So, folks, in all seriousness, we really do need you to get on the phone lines. I know a lot of times it's hard to get the first people to call. So let's give the number right now at 888-291-8000. We need you, that's right, you who are listening, to be that first caller. Get on the phones right now. Your gift will be doubled at 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersLive.com. We need folks to come.
There's our first
through.
Caller.
There it is.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Also, I want to let you know that if you prefer online giving, you can go to CatholicAnswersLive.com, CatholicAnswersLive.com. And if you do that on your computer, great. If you have a mobile phone, however, for the first time, we've been able to make the donor process, mobile friendly.
Mobile friendly.
Yeah. So if you open it on your mobile phone, you're going to get the mobile app. It's very quick and you can donate right there. Just go to CatholicAnswersLive.com or give us a call at 888-291-8000. What's kind of exciting is everybody here in the building is either A, in this studio right now working on this show, or they're sitting at their desk getting ready to take calls.
That's right. And folks, please remember, we always start in the hole. We start with
right.
a deficit
yeah.
because, folks, we have an attrition rate here at Catholic Answers, and it just is simply a fact that we lose donors over the months. So since the last time we had our drive 3 months ago, we have lost numerous donors. Some die. Some move away. Some folks go to areas that don't have radio, or they lose radio.
Yes.
In their area. There's lots of reasons why it happens, but it does. And so we really need you guys to get on. You first callers right now at 888-291-8000. We want to erase that deficit caused by attrition, and then we're going to get on board and we're going to take it up another notch, because folks, there's so much more we want to do. There are radio shows we want to do. We want to produce. We're already doing multiple, but we want to do more. But folks, you determine. Really, this drive goes a long way toward determining what we can and cannot do at Catholic Answers. So if you call right now, 888-291-8000, your gift is going to be doubled. You give 100, it becomes 200 instantaneously. You give 1,000, it becomes 2,000 instantaneously. $25 a month, that becomes $600 a year, right? 300?
Yep.
Plus another 300 a year. That $25 a month means a ton to us at 888-291-8000. You empower us at Catholic Answers to be able to do what we do.
888-291-8000 is that number, 888-291-8000. We're going to go to calls in just a few seconds, but I do want to let you know that if you're able to become a monthly donor at any amount, it's so helpful to us because we can plan for the future. We know what our kind of baseline is over the course of the next year. So just when the person picks up the phone, just let them know the amount that you would like to make in monthly donations. And for those who can make a monthly donation of $18 or more, I want you to know we got two of the best Catholic books that are going to come out this year. We want to send you Scott Hahn's brand new book, The First Society, The Sacrament of Matrimony and the Restoration of the Social Order. Well, you know Scott Hahn, so I don't even have to tell you any more about that. And then, believe it or not, the second book you're going to get is Peter Kraft, 40 Reasons I Am a Catholic, two of the finest Catholic writers writing in the world today. We want to send you those two brand new books. As I said, they're going to be two of the best Catholic books printed this year anywhere. Just call 888-291-8000 and tell them you want to make a monthly pledge of $18 or more, or if you want to make a one-time gift, $200 or more, and we will send you those. Every dollar will be matched. 888-291-8000. We go back to the phones now because we don't stop doing our job while we're raising money. We're here to share the Catholic faith, and that's what we're going to do. So you can dial 888-291-8000, and we will and listen and enjoy the calls while you do that. Pat in Waco, Texas, you are on with Tim Staples. Your question, Pat.
Hello, Tim. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, Tim, I'm dealing with the dispensationalist fundamentalist Christian who believes in rightly dividing the Word of God.
And wonderful. So do we.
Is,
yes.
My question is about the Jews and where do they stand, the non-believing Jews, not where do they stand in the covenant? What is the true Israel? Is the Israel of the Middle East, is that really the true Israel?
Right.
Where do they stand? Could you please explain that to me?
Sure. Well, first of all, no. The Israel in the Middle East is a creation of the 20th century. It is not the same as the Israel of old that was established by God, King David, and such. So, you know, I know there's a lot of that in dispensational theology where they believe that this is the God-ordained nation of Israel being reestablished in fulfillment of prophecy. It's simply not, it's not the case. But as far as the Jewish people themselves, they are not part of the new covenant. No, the only way to salvation, you know, Jesus himself made very clear in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. In fact, St. Paul in Romans chapter 11, it's a great place to go to get an understanding here. He talks about how that Israel has, you know, natural Israel has been cut off. He uses the term rejected, cut off. They were the natural branches, but they are cut off. We, Gentiles, are the, he uses the metaphor of a wild olive branch, and we've been grafted in through faith in Christ. But you know, as you read down that text and you get to verse 20, that whole chapter of Romans 11, you get down to 20, down especially to 29, then you start seeing, but having said all this, he warns we who have we wild olive branches that have been grafted in. He says, you know, don't be heady or high-minded, but he says, I love verse 22 there. He says, behold the goodness and severity of God toward those who have fallen the severity. He's referring to the Jews there. But to us who are, you know, the Gentiles grafted in, his mercy. However, he says, if we don't continue with the Lord, we too will be cut off. So he reminds us, and that kind of launches him into a discussion down to verses 28 and 29, where he says, yes, concerning, I'll skip down to verse 28, concerning the gospel, they are enemies. However, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers and the election, right? So God has a plan for natural Israel. At the end of time, there will be large numbers of Jews, that is, the natural branches that have been cut off will be grafted back in, large numbers and such. So Paul says that God still has a plan for natural Israel. But remember, this does not mean, and this is false, that somehow there's two covenants, that the Jewish people today have a salvific covenant apart from Jesus Christ. That is not the teaching of the church. That is certainly contrary to the gospel. It's contrary to everything we see in the New Testament. No, their salvation comes, of course, just as any person in this world, through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. Now, if a person is where they are through no fault of their own, whether they are Jew, Gentile, Hindu, Buddhist, Baptist, wherever they are through no fault of their own, and they seek God the best way they know how, given the grace of God and supernatural faith, perfect charity in their hearts, follow the Lord according to the light that they have. They have the possibility. Doesn't mean they're going to, but it means the possibility of salvation, because there's a lot of factors, right? Have to endure till the end, just like all of us, right? But we want to be careful here. We don't want to say, as some have falsely said, oh, don't evangelize Jewish people because they already have a salvific covenant with God. That is a dangerous, dangerous error that can lead to the loss of souls. And so we have to really emphasize that we need to evangelize everyone. In fact, the new evangelization, you know, begins in the pew. We need to evangelize each other as Catholics. You don't know the person sitting next to you at Mass on Sunday is not there, just as Lumen Gentium paragraph 14, you know, talks about those who are Catholics. They're Catholics, they're baptized, they're in the church on Sunday morning, but they're there in body alone, not in spirit, and they're not truly in full communion with Jesus Christ and his church. So we need to evangelize everyone, catechize and so forth. So of course, those who objectively reject Jesus Christ, yes, all the more are in need of evangelization. Does that help at all, Pat?
Very much so. You answered all my questions, and I do appreciate it.
All right, brother. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Pat, for that call. How many times when you're here do I hear, you answered all my questions? Way to go, Tim.
That you know what? Yeah. What he just said is what it is really all about.
Right.
We are Catholic answers. That's what we exist for, is to give folks Catholic answers. Not Tim Staples' opinions or Cy Kellett's opinions, but what it is that the Catholic Church teaches. And folks, if we're going to continue to do this, we need your help. And this is the most important time, as far as Catholic Answers Live goes, folks. This is the most important time for you to help us to be able to do what we can do. 888-291-8000, folks, we really need to hear from you now. Let's not wait. We need to get on the phones now, because, folks, we cannot miss. We have a $10,000 matching gift, and if we don't hit the $10,000 this hour, we lose the $10,000. So, folks, we can't do that. Failure is not an option. Please, let's get on the phones now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersLive.com. com. We need to hear from you.
A $10,000 match to start us off this time will come to you for just 6 hours during this week. Over the course of the week, we'll and it's really just a few minutes each hour that we're able to spend asking you to support Catholic Answers Live and the ministry here at Catholic Answers, which is reaching out to people all over the world and changing lives. It may be that you were at one of those radio stations on January 1st of this year when your network decided to go a different direction than Catholic Answers. God bless them. We don't have any hard feelings, but it was a blow to us of about, 60, 70 stations, important stations, quite a few of them. So we ask those who are listening via the internet or finding us via the Catholic Answers app to help support Catholic Answers, help support the work that we do, and help us keep expanding. I mean, we were so excited last week to welcome a brand new EWTN radio station in Atlanta, Georgia. 3 million more people under that signal. We don't own radio stations. We just produce content to share with people. Anybody who wants to broadcast it can take it and broadcast it for free. And it's only free because you make it possible. 888-291-8000 is the number. A $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersLive.com, which is also a mobile-friendly app. So if you do it on your cell phone, it'll work just fine there. CatholicAnswersLive.com.
Amen. And folks, I wish there a way, and something tells me there is a way we can give folks a taste of this, Cy, but I wish folks could hear and read the numbers of testimonies we get at Catholic Answers. Folks, I just went to Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Yes, I was up in the Poconos, but I didn't stay at a hotel that had the heart-shaped bed. I was looking for
all the beds in the Poconos were heart-shaped beds.
But they didn't give me one of them. But I was, and it was so beautiful. I did a conference there at St. Luke's. Those of you listening, God bless you guys. Had a tremendous weekend. But you know what? Here we are up in the Poconos, wonderful people, small, 100 people, but how many of them said their lives have been changed? Cy, it's incredible.
Yes.
Through Catholic Answers Live, Catholic Answers. I mean, it's one after another. Whether you go to a little parish like St. Luke's and I want to come back. I meant that at the end of that conference, folks, because it was absolutely phenomenal what happened this weekend. But whether it's 100 people there or 40,000 in St. Louis when I spoke at the Eucharistic Congress there many years ago, or 20,000 in Atlanta, Georgia, the testimonies flood in every single time. We get letters virtually every day. And we have ministers, people of other denominations, pastors that are converting left and right. Folks, I would love to be able to share all of them with you, but know this. It's because of your gifts that this stuff is happening. And for all eternity, lives are changed because you pick up the phone at 888-291-8000 to keep us going. Folks, we need to hear from you now, though, because stuff is slowing down here. I'm getting antsy. We need you to get on the phones now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersLive.com. We need your gifts. We got to hit that 10,000.
888-291-8000, $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. We got to use it all up by the top of the hour. We're coming to you to help make sure that happens. 888-291-8000. These pledge drives are the primary means by which we are funded. It's really a partnership. It's a team. And we ask you, please be a member of the team. As I said, we don't own radio stations. You do have to support your local radio station. Don't forget to do that. We just produce content, and we're trying to. One of the wonderful things I think that our donors have made possible is making the content available in all these new outlets that are available to us. I mean, with the TV show now and tons of material on the internet. I mean, I think
we have Periscope. I don't even know what that is, but we're on it.
Well,
Facebook.
When you and I say I don't know what that is, that doesn't mean much, Tim. That's kind of a low bar to get over. But
hey, I know where my on and off switch is on my computer.
Well, congratulations, Tim. Good for you. 888-291-8000 is the number. The thing is, one video on YouTube.
Yes.
Somebody sees that video, it removes that one obstacle that's keeping them from intimate friendship with Christ
and
through
His
church.
Cy, how many times have we heard, we've had folks call on this broadcast so many times who have a little chip on their shoulder. Like, what about this? You guys are crazy, and this is why.
Yeah.
And at the end of the conversation, it's kind of, I never heard it like that before.
Right.
Thank you. I mean, it's
yeah.
amazing how we see. And folks, it's not because, you know, Tim Staples is something or Trent Horn or Carlo. It's because of our one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church and the faith that really does make sense. We have a reasonable faith.
Right.
And when it is shared in a loving and reasonable way, it's incredible what happens.
Give a call now. We want to use up every dollar of that $10,000, 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersLive.com. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. When we've filled up all the lines, and I can't see how many that is, but it's like 15, 16 lines.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you know when they're all full. 888-291-8000. They're not full at the moment, but we live with hope.
Yes.
I want to thank some folks too. Paul in Wenatchee, Washington, $50. Thank you so much, Paul. Florence in Melbourne, Florida, $200. Thank you so much, Florence. Richard in Pueblo, Colorado, he gave us $20 a month. And as you said, that $20 a month, Tim, is now – well, you're going to have to do the math for me. $20 a month times 20 divided by –
that would be $240 a year.
But it's matched.
And it's matched, so that's $480.
Yeah, that's the part I was having
trouble
with.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. I know. So, Paul, Richard, I mean, and we're also able to send Richard Peter Kreif's brand new book, 40 Reasons I'm a Catholic, and The First Society from Scott Hahn, his book on marriage, because you were able to do that so much. And he asked for prayers for his parish, St. Francis Xavier Parish in Pueblo, Colorado. And you got it, Richard. We can do that.
And, you know, Si, we didn't have all these matching gifts until really pretty recently. We had some folks do it, and now folks are getting excited about doing this match. This is a blessing.
It's a wonderful thing
to have this $10,000 match. So please do like these folks that I'm pointing at right now.
Richard, Florence, Paul, all those. I know those are, they're all the way over on my computer. Terry from Maine, $100. Thanks so much. Michelle from Oregon, $30. God bless you. That's $60 to us. And Alexandra, also from Maine, from Biddeford, Maine, $18 a month. We're going to send you the books, Alexandra, if you wanted them. But you don't have to take them if you don't want them. I mean, you can tell the person on, and you don't have to be thanked on the air if that's something that makes you uncomfortable. Just tell them, don't put my name on there. But we want to thank you. 888-291-8000. 8000 is the number to give. Let's go to JR in Jefferson City, Missouri, listening on 88.1 Catholic Radio. JR, your question for Tim Staples.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my question.
Yes.
My question is, why is it that most Catholics have to go to the horrible suffering and purgatory for mortal sins already forgiven?
Yes, that's a great question. And the reason is, I tell you, I like to use the traditional example from 2 Samuel chapters 11 and 12 to illustrate this. But if you recall, of course, 2 Samuel 11 and 12 is a story of King David, who was tempted and succumbed to the temptation with Bathsheba. And of course, as a result of that horrible fall in David's life, he you know, had an adulterous affair with her. She becomes pregnant. He has her husband, Uriah the Hittite, killed. So in effect, David is guilty of murder and adultery. Now, of course, he repents. Nathan the prophet comes to him. Thou art the man. But God forgives his sin. And Nathan the prophet says, your sin is forgiven. But then he says, you're going to lose the child. In fact, you know, Bathsheba conceived a child. That child is going to die. And the prophet Nathan said, you will suffer your household. You will have wars in your household for the rest of your life. And of course, we see that happen with his sons, you know, Absalom, for example, Adonijah attempting to usurp the throne and so forth. All of these things would happen. Even though his sin was forgiven, he still had to suffer temporal punishment. And why? I love the way in Psalm 119, which many scholars believe David wrote late in his life, reflecting on the glory of God, the goodness of God. He says in Psalm 119, it is a good thing that I have been afflicted by the Lord, that I might learn his statutes. Isn't that something? Even in an Old Testament concept or context, David understood that all of these sufferings which God allowed into his life were purifiers for him. They made him learn the Lord's statutes and aided him in his perfection. And that's really what we're talking about when we say we still have to suffer. Why? Because, see, when we commit a sin, J.R., we can be forgiven of that sin. We go to confession. Let's say it's some sin against the sixth commandment or the ninth commandment, some sin of lust. And we ask the Lord to forgive us. There can still be an attachment to that sin, right? Even though we're sorry, we don't want to do it again, but there's still that, what, you know, we say in Latin, the fomes peccati, the tendency to sin that we have because of original sin. There can be an attachment. That attachment, though venial by nature, has to be purified because, look, no unclean thing, Revelation 21:27, can enter into heaven. Not even Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 13 says, God is of purer eyes than to even behold the slightest iniquity, right? And so those imperfections, that's what we refer to as the punishment due for sin. You have to be completely purified. Jesus said it in Matthew 5:48, be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. That wasn't, you know, a suggestion. That's a commandment. Yeah. We have to. And that's where that suffering comes in, which finally purifies us either in this life, then we don't need purgatory, or in purgatory so that we can attain to the beatific vision.
JR, thanks so much for that question. $10,000 match this hour. We're doing our quarterly fundraising. 888-291-8000 is that number. 888-291-8000. We'll be right back.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the Internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. It is open forum today. If you have a question about the Catholic faith, whether you are Catholic or not, whether it's ever even occurred to you to be Catholic, but you had a question about the Catholic faith, give us a call, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Maybe you need an answer for yourself. Maybe you need an answer for a loved one you're having a struggle answering. All questions welcome today. Open forum, 888-318-7884. Tim Staples, our Director of Apologetics and Evangelization, is our guest this hour. And in addition to taking calls and answering questions, we are taking this opportunity to raise some funds because we got to pay the bills for the next 3 months. That's how we do it. We come to you each 3 months and ask you to keep us going. And thus far, 20 years, things have been going well. So we're counting on you again.
Cy, it is so humbling to be able to walk in this building every day at Catholic Answers and do what we do. Because, you know, we know what knuckleheads we are. Mm. And yet God is using us. I mean, if God can use Tim Staples, he can use anyone to bring this glorious gospel to the world. And we are humbled. I guarantee you, everybody in this building is humbled yet we are so privileged to be able to work here. And to think I get paid, this is crazy. I feel like I should be paying somebody to do what we do. Because we go out, we speak all around the world, we do debates and dialogues, we have a magazine, television show, this radio show. All that we do is simply to bring the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. And we have done it, and I believe, well, for many years. Thanks to our founder and president, Carl Keating, and so many that have gone before us and worked in these hallowed halls. But folks, now is the time we really need your help. And there are lots of phone lines that are open right now. Because folks, we have an opportunity to really impact this world. I believe we are poised to do so much more than what we're doing right now. But we're not doing anything without you guys getting on the phone right now. We need your help at 888-291-8000. Folks, we got lots of open lines right now. We need your help. You can go to CatholicAnswersLive.com or give us a call at 888-291-8000. And I will guarantee you this. The money that you give today is going to contribute to the salvation of souls all over the world. Not just here in the United States, folks.
Oh, no.
Our radio outreach now reaches all over the world. I can go to Malaysia, India, the Philippines, I have, and so much more, countries all around the world, and it kills me. So I get off the plane, and folks are they say, just like they do in the United States, Tim, my life was changed because, and they share their testimonies, folks.
Right.
We need you to get on the phones right now to help us out, because if we don't hear from you. You know what? I'm not just saying this, guys. This isn't cliche.
This is actually how we do it.
This is how we do it. If you don't call, guys, we don't go forward. Please give us a call right now. Those of you who have been thinking about, well, maybe. You know what? There may be some folks who you're giving $25 a month. Maybe you can double that gift. You double that, it's going to be doubled again because we have a $10,000 matching gift. Folks, give us a call. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersLive.com.
Don't forget that the Catholic Answers Live site is mobile friendly this time, so you can use your mobile phone and is very quick to make that donation there. 888-291-8000 is the number. Would you please consider a monthly gift, maybe $20 a month, because that will be doubled to $40 a month for us. The whole, as soon as you make that pledge, the whole gift is doubled. So we get that money immediately, and we're very, very grateful for your support. Also, those monthly donations, when we get monthly donations, they allow us to plan. They allow us to know when we have we can commit to certain things, and that has made all the difference. You know, Tim was mentioning the appeal around the world. Every day I get to sit here in front of this microphone and I watch the scroll go by on Facebook, and I get hellos from Oceania and hellos from all over Asia, Africa. Very, very common to get someone saying, hey, I'm here in Nigeria. Thanks so much for all that you do.
Australia. I'm getting ready to do my fifth trip to Australia this coming October. We have an enormous base of folks there in Perth and Sydney, all over Australia, that love Catholic Answers.
And there's a simple reason for it. It's a very confused world we live in. It's a very upset world. It's a world that in many ways assaults the truth day after day after day. And the Catholic faith is the simple truth. And we really try very hard. And I hope you don't hear us imposing our own agenda on anything, stressing our opinions over other people's opinions. All we do is a very basic thing. You want to know something about the Catholic faith, you want to know something about Jesus Christ, about the Gospels, about the Bible, we're going to try to give you an answer to that, one that is as simple, direct, and honest as we can without messing with it. We didn't write the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Yeah. We just want to share what is in there. So,
can I share one more thing? Because I think folks would be shocked to hear the miracles. I mean, let's just say, you know, not miracles that are approved by the church, so officially formal miracles, but let's just say extraordinary things. I call them miracles, where we have testimonies of people like our friend from Modesto, California. His name's Alan Saylor, and I know he doesn't mind me using his name, former Assembly of God minister, who happened upon our show.
Yes,
Cy,
right.
Accidentally. He gets in his truck and it was there. He said, I didn't even know there was Catholic radio, but it was on my radio. I don't know how it got there. But he reached over, he said, to change the dial, and it was broken. The dial was broken. It just spun. So he couldn't change the station. He's like, what? Okay, so he reaches over to reflex to the other dial to turn it off, the power dial. And guess what? It was broken and it just spun. And so he's going, okay, I guess I'm going to be listening to this for a while here. And so he's trying. He got hooked.
Yeah.
He told me, Tim, I got hooked. And then he started buying stuff, books, CDs, you name it. And before long, he was Catholic. And my friends, this man gave up a lot to become Catholic. Now he's not just driving a truck as in the car that he gets around in, but he drives a truck for a living because he's now Catholic. He was an Assembly of God minister.
Right.
Driving a truck, it's a fight for his wife. I know he's got an elderly mother that's come to live with him, a daughter who is in trouble. They had to come back home, and they hardly have two pennies to rub together. And he's got the Eucharist. Oh, my gosh. That's what he told me. He said, Tim, I have the greatest gift in the universe. I'll never forget this.
Yes.
He said, I have the Eucharist. That is all I need. Folks, that is what we're talking about here. Miracles happen. People come to the fullness of the faith and are receiving the greatest gift in the universe in the Eucharist because you picked up that phone and dialed 888-291-8000 and gave those funds that keep us on the air. We need you to call now. We have too many open phone lines right now at 888-291-8000. So if you're thinking about it, stop thinking. Pick it up right now. Call. Pick up the phone. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersLive.com.
All right. I'm going to go back to callers. I want to leave this with you. Let's fill up every one of those lines right now because we are just a little less than half full with our lines right now, and we have $10,000 on the line. 888-291-8000, a $10,000 dollar-for-dollar
match.
There's
another one.
Let's go to Dick in Pleasantville, Iowa, listening. Well, I don't have where he's listening, but where are you listening there, Dick?
I'm actually on XM Radio 130.
Oh, WTN. Sirius. Yeah, right, with EWTN. Your question for Tim?
Yeah, and I did just got off the other line and gave $30 a month, so people need to do that.
Thank you, brother. God bless you.
You gave $30 a month, but it's $60 to us because it's doubled. So,
okay, cool.
Dick, thanks right, very cool. much.
So that becomes what?
Yeah. Well,
720.
Yeah, my question is, I've been Catholic all my life, and I have some family members that left the church to become Lutheran, and most of it was due to fellowship things with their spouses because they weren't Catholic.
Yes.
But where they're struggling, or I'm trying to explain, and Tim, I would ask you, how do you explain to them that even though Martin Luther was a priest,
yes.
he didn't have his successors in the Lutheran church do not have the same consecration
right.
or transubstantiation as they
yes.
do in a Catholic church, because they try to say, well, he was a priest, so we're taking it just like if we were still Catholic.
Right.
And I still think they're just struggling with the fact they want to be Catholic, but
yes.
they're kind of.
Oh, yeah. I'm astonished. I remember one time debating a former Catholic who was now a pastor of a Protestant community, Calvary Chapel. And I remember debating the Blessed Mother. And it was a church that was just filled with ex-Catholics. It broke my heart. But afterward, I was blown away at how many, I stayed as long as anybody wanted to stay and talk, how many of them were still praying their rosaries. I had a whole group of these Mexicans who said, Tim, we still pray our rosary, you know, and I'm going, oh my gosh, you guys gotta come back to the Catholic faith. Well, here's the bottom line though, Dick. Yes, there are so many folks that are outside of the visible boundaries of the Catholic Church that are really just waiting for somebody to reach out to them and bring them back home, because there is this sort of innate, gosh, I know there's deep down inside that there's something to that Catholic stuff, but they're having fun wherever they are, right? Well, the problem with, to get to your question here, Dick, with Luther is, yes, Luther was a priest, and so therefore his masses would have been valid, right? Because he was an ordained priest. However, the problem comes in when he rejected the Mass as the holy sacrifice of the Mass. He ceases to act with the intention to do what Jesus in the church does. So even early on, he was still calling his services Masses, but later he would jettison that. They would have been invalid anyway because he did not intend to do what Christ and the church does. But here's the greater problem is he was a priest. In order to ordain validly, you must be a bishop. So he didn't have the power to ordain anyone a priest. So that ends succession right there. But then further, because of the fact that Luther denied again the Mass as a sacrifice, even if they did have valid bishops, which they did not, that would end the succession anyway, because again, there's the lack of intention. And so both the masses said and the ordinations, if they were attempted, would be invalid. Because the Code of Canon Law says the principal reason for the existence of a priest is to offer the holy sacrifice. If that's not what you're ordaining, if you're ordaining someone to preach and not to offer the holy sacrifice, that's not a priest. That's invalid. And so Luther's and all the Lutheran communions are invalid for at least these reasons. Does that help, Dick?
Absolutely. That's all right. Pretty much what I said. I just wanted to get your take on it.
Gotcha, brother. Well, God bless you, man. Thanks so much.
Show. I listen to you all the time on the road whenever I'm on the road. So keep it up. And everybody needs to call in and do a monthly pledge, because $30 a month isn't really a lot.
Amen.
It's a lot to us, though, Dick. And thank you so much for supporting us. Thank you very, very
much. Folks, get on the phones. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersLive.com. Every day, folks, we have folks call in just like Dick. Get those questions answered so they can in turn take it to their families and friends. Priceless.
888-291-8000 is the number. There is a $10,000 match this hour. We've only got about 18 minutes left in the hour. 888-291-8000. Want to thank Roberto from Texas, the $30 monthly pledge. Thank you, Roberto. Loves our show so much. Says keep doing what we're doing. Christy from Emory, South Dakota, $25 a month. I think you're going to like this one. Stephen from Shelby, Kansas, $20 a month. He shared that he was in prison, and Tim sent him a handwritten note and several books. He converted to Catholicism and now wants to devote his life to ministry. That is what it's all about. 888-291-8000 is the number.
We're glad you're with us. Stick around for more Catholic Answers Live.
Pope Francis said, "The key that opens the door to the faith is prayer." Join St. Paul Street Evangelization by running a prayer station in the public square. You don't need to be a professional apologist or theologian. Just listen to the needs of the people you encounter. Offer encouragement, take prayer requests, and pray with people. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Call now with your question. 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. We have a lot of fun during pledge drives, and I'll tell you why. The energy is very high in the building. Everybody here really believes in sharing the good news, especially sharing the fullness of the Catholic faith on the radio. It's something we are so privileged to be able to do.
Yes.
And we're so grateful. But the other thing that really makes it fun is getting calls like that. We get a lot of them where people say, hey, this is how I came back to the faith. And this is, you know, like Stephen in Kentucky. And God bless you, Stephen. Thank you so much for that gift. And could you send Tim back those books? He needs them back. No, that's not really. 888-291-8000 is the number. Almost all lines full. So let's fill them all up right now if we can. Can you help us fill up those lines? 888-291-8000. We have a $10,000 match on the line. We're going to go back to calls in just a minute.
You know Si? Yep. I was getting so nervous because we had so many open lines. And we've got this $10,000 pledge that we have to make, guys, or we're not going to get the money. And I'm going, oh, my Lord. And now they're starting to fill up. You guys that are calling right now, you're going to come through for us. Now is the time for you to call. 888-291-8000. Let's take it over that 10,000 and beyond. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersLive.com.
Marcia from Texas, thank you for your $100 gift. Marie from Oklahoma, $25. Thank you. Barbara from Indiana, $50. Every dollar of this is being doubled because we have that $10,000 a match. Martin from South Carolina, your $100 has been matched. Paul asked for prayers for his granddaughter, Isabel, expected to be born this month. Thank you so much for your for your donation, Paul, and we will certainly pray for Isabel. $550 anonymous donation from North Dakota. They all called 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, and made their pledge. We got two lines open now. Let's fill them all up if we can. Let's use up that $10,000. I'm going back to callers. You dial the phone, 888-291-8000. Glenda in Lakeland, Florida, watching on YouTube. Thanks for watching on YouTube, Glenda. Your question for Tim Staples.
Thank you. I have a very dear friend who is a retired music minister. He has a doctorate in theology, and I believe he's Pentecostal.
Yeah.
He writes a devotion that I read, and he closes with Semper Reformata.
Okay.
And I asked him about that, and he said, he told me the meaning of the word, which I think I knew, but he said, we must keep on reforming worship, bringing it closer to the scriptural principles, since worship is expressed through cultural means, the influence of culture must be relentlessly examined to keep culture from overruling the Word of God as the primary influence. Later, because we continued this conversation, he said, we have to keep obeying the scripture that says to try all things and hold on to what is good.
Mm-hmm.
And then he used the scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:19-21.
Yes.
Sure. So I would love for you to explain. As a
sure.
Catholic, it just didn't make sense to me.
Sure. Well, that's a great question. Of course we have to test the spirits, test all things, hold fast to that which is true. But the good news we have is that we have apostolic authority to where we can know what the truth is. And here's the point of divergence. See, when St. John, for example, is saying, test the spirits, or St. Paul, you know, test all things, hold fast to that which is true, they are not saying, and if you discover that what the Council of Jerusalem said in 49 AD was false, well, then go start your own church.
Yeah.
See, I mean, the same John who says test the spirits also says in 1 John 4:6, this is how we discern the spirit of truth from the spirit of error. They that hear us are of God, and they who do not hear us are not of God. Right? So, I mean, he puts to rest this notion of relativism that we have in Protestantism. This is nobody, you know, ultimately knows the truth infallibly. And so, you know, you just study the scriptures. And if you disagree, well, then go start your own church. That is absolutely absurd. It is not New Testament Christianity. In fact, the Bible is very plain. Jesus himself in Matthew 18:15-18, he tells us if we have disagreements on whatever it is we disagree, we go to our brothers. If we can't settle it, we take one or two with us. If we still can't settle it, we take it to the church. And the one who fails to hear the church is to be, this is what Jesus says in Matthew 18:17, as a heathen and a publican, for whatever the church binds on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever the church looses on earth is loosed in heaven. That is divine authority. And one thing that I think helps folks is to put it to them like this, okay? Yes, we test the spirits. Yes, we do all of that as Catholics, absolutely. But what if Jesus Christ walked up to you and said, guess what? I'm going to tell you what the interpretation of 1 Thessalonians 5:21 or 1 John or whatever the text is. I'm going to give you the definitive interpretation. Would you say, oh, well, sorry, Jesus, but I think it's saying this. No, you listen to Jesus. Jesus gives us the definitive interpretation of what Scripture means. Well, guess what? Jesus established a church. So that just as when Jesus walked this earth, he said, thus saith God, the church until the end of time will be able to speak in Jesus' name and say, thus saith God. It is only the Catholic Church that even claims that kind of authority. Does that make sense?
Yes, he said the problem with cultural influences is this. What is a cultural expression to one generation can take on the authority of Scripture in subsequent generations.
Yes, well, that's why we have the magisterium of the church, because the magisterium, this again, Jesus Christ established a church. He didn't give us a book. He didn't give us a Bible. He gave us a church, and it's the church that determines what is culturally malleable and what is the definitive word of God. So yes, as Catholics, we have different, you know, eight major rites in the church. We have over 20, something like 22 churches within the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church is we worship in different ways, the different rites. Why? Because culturally, the way that we worship grows up organically in different cultures, and it changes. Those things that are changeable change. And so he's right. We have to be careful that we don't allow cultural changes to nullify the Word of God. That's why Jesus gave us the magisterium, because the magisterium takes what is good from every culture and from every age and incorporates it while kicking out everything that is bad. And that's why we have the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith that is airtight, my friend. We've never changed. We have never contradicted ourselves as Catholics on a single definitive teaching. You can't find a pope declaring anything definitively, ecumenical council ratified by a pope being contradicted by another pope later, because of that great gift of the magisterium that Jesus gave us.
Glenda, thank you so much for that call. We appreciate it. I hope that was helpful. 888-291-8000 is the number for our pledge drive. We come to you four times a year. Every 3 months, we take just 3 days, no more, and just a few minutes each hour for 6 hours, our 6 hours that we're on the air those days. And we ask you to make it possible for us to continue doing what we're doing, expand what we're doing, and stay on the air for the next 3 months. So we have a $10,000 match this hour. We will let you know in a little bit when we're all tallied for the hour how we did this hour. But that number, 888-291-8000, is the place to call to lend your support. It means so much to us because we rely entirely on your support. This is a team effort, and we need you to be part of the team. If you can consider making a monthly donation, it's very, very greatly appreciated, because that helps us planning over the course of the coming months. You can go to CatholicAnswersLive.com. That is also a mobile app. You can use your phone there, CatholicAnswersLive.com, or just call 888-291-8000 and make your pledge now.
We still have a few. I don't know whether we've hit it or not. We don't have that information. So, folks, we still have some time. What do we go up to the hour?
We go to 56, so we've got 3 minutes now.
Okay, three minutes, folks. You need to get on the phones now. And if they're on, they'll qualify for this first hour, right?
They will, yeah.
Before the end.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So get on the phones right now. We got to make that. I have this fear, Cy.
That the $10,000 is going to go away?
That we're not going to hit it, and we'll find out the first part of the next broadcast. So get your call in now at 888-291-8000. We want to be able to come back on to start the next hour and say we nailed it. But I don't know, it'll probably take a little bit longer to find out.
I don't know how long it takes to get it all tallied, but we will tell you at the beginning of the next hour.
So, folks, we have about 2.5 minutes. Please get on the phones now at 888-291-8000. We need to hit that 10,000. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersLive.com. Get in there now, and you will be part of the tally of the first hour.
Every donation helps. I'm telling you, every donation helps. It makes such a difference to us. Every dollar is matched. I do want to thank a couple folks who were able to make $1,000 pledges.
Wow!
And we're very grateful for that. If you've been especially blessed, if you have a great paying job, or you're doing real well in the stock market, and you're able to do that, every dollar of that is matched as well. Douglas in Orangevale, California, $1,000 gift. Thank you so much, John. In Farmington, I don't have a state. They just gave me Farmington, so it's Farmington somewhere. And John, we appreciate that so much. I do want to let you know that if you're able to give $500 or more, we have this DVD set we want to send you from the Augustine Institute, producing the finest DVDs, to help us with the very basics of the Catholic faith. And I mean that in the most positive way, you know, dealing with very fundamental issues that many of us Catholics have forgotten about. And this one is called Presence, the Mystery of the Eucharist, a 2-DVD set. You're going to love it. It's, as I said, it's Augustine Institute, so you know it's going to be very, very high quality. 4 episodes here with us. What is the Eucharist? How does the Eucharist work in our life? What has God given us in giving us the Eucharist? It's the center of the church. If you can make a pledge of $500 or more, we'll give you the two books, Peter Crape's book and Scott Hahn's, their two newest books, and we'll send you the DVD set. The music already. Man, that went fast. Let me give out the number again. Call during the break. Perfect time to call during the break. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersLive.com.
You know what, folks? I want to say before we leave this first hour, we still have time and a few lines open. Jump in there at 888-291-8000. Thanks so much to everybody who has called. You guys are a blessing to us. We want to meet you sometime. Come out to San Diego.
We had some folks in the studio earlier. It's really nice when people come by.
Yes, we did. Love to meet you guys. Thank you so much. And let's rock and roll. We got a whole nother hour coming.
888-291-8000 is that number. Thanks, John, in Pataskala, Ohio. $100 gift. Thanks, Victoria, in Owensboro, Kentucky. $18 a month.
I love Owensboro.
Donna, in honor of Tim, for your good health, $50 in Ohio. Thanks so much, Donna. We'll be right back after this on Catholic Answers Live.